Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville, and I'm Bob Leonard, and my guest today is Anna Hoke, new executive director of the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce. Well, thanks for coming.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Bob. I'm excited to be here.
Well, you know, everybody that I talk to in the community is very excited that you've taken this position.
Well, I feel really honored. I've had a lot of nice words and words of encouragement, offers of help already. So it gets me excited to start this position.
Well, where are you from?
Well, interesting. I actually kind of claim Midwest as home. I was born in Iowa, in Grinnell, Iowa, and lived there for several years and then moved to Baraboo, Wisconsin for a couple of years, but did most of my growing up in the Minneapolis area. I graduated high school from Prior Lake, Minnesota, but then ventured back down to Iowa, I guess, where my roots were, and went to Central College in Pella. And married my husband, Brandon Hoke, who is originally from this area, and stuck around. And so actually, Knoxville is, I consider it my hometown now. It's the longest place I've ever lived anywhere, 12 years. And so, it's home.
And you're starting up pretty quickly here. The 23rd, is that right?
Yes, the 23rd is the new start date, and I'm ready. I'm ready to get going, and I'm going to be, I think, baptized by fire. There is a business mixer that evening at Tasso's, and so I will get to meet a lot of the chamber members and people in this community.
Well, and what's the first thing on your slate? What do you really want to start working on?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what the chamber really is longing for is someone to be the face, to be go out and actually meet with the people. So what am I most excited about? Well, it's definitely meeting all the chamber members. And I'm also excited about just working on the organization. I think I need to answer the question, why join the chamber? What is it going to do for your business? And what does it do for this community? So I'm excited about answering that question and then offering some leadership and direction for the chamber.
Well, why should people join the chamber?
Good question. And that's something I need to learn. I think it's going through kind of a new phase at the chamber. And I'm going to spend a lot of time listening and getting to know what the needs of the community and businesses are, and then formulate a really good answer and hopefully help structure the chamber to answer those needs and those questions of the businesses in town.
Okay, and so what you're telling me is that what the chamber is sort of what the businesses help you make it.
Absolutely. The chamber doesn't function without membership, and it doesn't function without people who are choosing to be involved in making our downtown and our local businesses flourish. One person just can't do it alone. You know, just because a director is coming in doesn't make it magically happen or make it magically successful. Now, bringing a director in is going to bring leadership. It's going to bring a source of communication, I think a source of structure to the office, but it really needs involvement and buy-in by the businesses as well. So I'm hoping to, like I said, get to know all those businesses. I'm hoping to really listen and learn from these business owners and our community what the needs are, and then try to structure a chamber that is really effective and meets the needs of this community.
Well, one of the things that we learned from Harv Sprafka's survey mm-hmm. that the chamber asked him to do was that there were businesses out there that were members and those that weren't, but that never ever had a visit from the chamber director.
Absolutely. And that needs to be rectified. That needs to be corrected. So I hope in my time as a director that I will be able to go and visit and meet with these business owners and actually face-to-face contact, you know, sit down and have a cup of coffee, visit them in their stores or in their businesses and learn a little bit more about what they do and what they bring to this community and this region. I think that's incredibly important to have that kind of face time with members. And I think that will go a long way in even building support and membership for the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce.
One of the major events every summer that the chamber is heavily involved in is the Knoxville Nationals. Have you had a chance to think about that yet?
You know, I have. And it would be silly if I entered this job and didn't think about the Nationals and everything that that means and brings to this community. I know Melinda O'Field, who is our office manager at the Knoxville Chamber, has done a tremendous amount of work already in getting things lined up for that. And so I don't have a lot of new ideas for it this year, just because I would really want to come in and learn and understand a little bit more what's going to happen before I just come in and instantly change things. But I think having just a fresh perspective this year with the director, a new director, is going to provide, I don't know, maybe a few fresh elements to the Knoxville Nationals, maybe a little excitement. And I'm anxious to see how that whole time kind of shakes out.
And I suspect that you could use a volunteer or two, or many.
Or many, yes. I'm fairly positive that the volunteer staff can always be added to. Yeah, you just can't have too many volunteers, especially that time, especially when we have so many people coming into our community. What a wonderful way to present Knoxville at its best, by having friendly faces, people wearing, you know, event t-shirts, similar t-shirts. I would love it if people came to Knoxville Nationals and walked away and told their friends and in area communities, or even across the country, Knoxville, Iowa is someplace special. Knoxville, Iowa has people who were welcoming. It's a unique, wonderful place to be. So, if you are interested in volunteering, make sure you call the chamber office. We will find a home for you.
You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Bob Leonard. My guest today has been Anna Hoke, new director of the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce. Well, thanks for coming by today, and good luck, Anna.
Thanks, Bob.
Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is next.